The beginning of Parshas Behar, but also no Ishas Amiso, and one should not harass one another, shouldn't harass your friend. And Rashi points out that one should not give him bad advice, or really one shouldn't be annoying to his friend. And I just want to focus for a couple moments on one should not give bad advice. When the Torah is saying that one shouldn't give bad advice to their friend, it means that when somebody comes to you and asks you for advice, you can't think how you would want to answer for yourself, per se, but or what would be fitting for you or how you would benefit, but rather what is it that the person needs? What is the advice that would be appropriate for that person, as every person is very different? And if you come and you give your friend advice that just would not work for him, he will not be successful if you tell him that. You know, Marshall, if you're a little older and maybe you have a regret that you didn't pursue a certain profession. So your friend comes and asks you, do you think you should go into that profession? And you know he's the kind of person that will not be successful if that is a profession that he embarks upon. So you can't vicariously live through him and tell him, you know, you should really do that because I really wish I had done that. And as a result, you're giving him terrible, terrible advice that he's not going to be successful. But rather, you have to give the advice that would be beneficial for him. And it's not easy. It's not easy when people come to you. First of all, in general in life, we often look at things just from our lenses, which is not the best thing to do when trying to help another person. But it's not easy. You have to really evaluate what is it that that person needs. And it's a tremendous, tremendous challenge, but that's the way that you're giving the best advice and you're really helping helping that person. And it goes without saying, as it also pointed out, if you're really doing something for ulterior motives or just to help you, and the advice is totally, totally in a way that you are going to benefit and has nothing to do with this person benefiting, that of course is not what we should be doing. But it's an important etzah. And Baruch Hashem, people ask people for advice, they value your opinion, you're in a position where you could help somebody, and it's equally as important to, when giving the advice, that we do the advice that's most fitting for that person. Have a wonderful Shabbos.